For Patriots.com, I'm Megan O'Brien. I'm now joined by defensive tackle Ricky Jean-Francois. And Ricky, you're new to this team, but Coach Bill Belichick has had a lot of praise to give you over the past couple of weeks. What allowed you to adjust to this system and make it so that you weren't someone that Coach had to worry about?
The guys in the locker room took me under their wings, helped me learn the playbook, helped me learn the concept, what I needed to do, and basically a lot of the guys in the locker room told me to do your job. So I made sure I did what they said, do your job and your job only.
Now your defensive unit did a good job doing its job last weekend with 8 sacks, and your sack was a pivotal one. Adam Butler actually said after your sack that was a momentum shift. It got the defense going. What does that say about the team and how they feed off of each other?
That's a dangerous team. Once you get one guy to make a play, everybody want to start making plays. Everybody want to celebrate with each other. Everybody want to have a good time, and we just feed off each other, and that's positive energy. We just keep that going, we'll have a great game this week.
Last week, you guys did a great job containing Derrick Henry. This week, another challenge with Leonard Fournette. What stands out about him?
He's an LSU guy. He's a great running back. He's a big guy that can run full speed. He comes downhill. He can make the moves that you think most big running backs can't make. But it's gonna be a challenge this week because we're playing against a great offensive line, and we're playing with a team to have a stable of running backs, including a quarterback that can throw or run either way.
Ricky, you've been with 5 different teams in 5 different cities in 5 different regions. Why have you been able to adapt to wherever you're playing?
It's football. And once you've been in football for so long, you start catching on to everything. Everything almost feels the same. You just got to get used to a new language. At one point, I was in a place that felt like English when I got here. It felt like we were speaking French. Took me a little minute to catch on, but when I did, you know, now I was a part of the culture and learning what the guys here know.
What excites you most about playing in an AFC Championship game?
I don't know. This is my 4th conference championship. I don't know. Probably just seeing the younger guys being in a position to get one more step into the Super Bowl, and they get to see the magnitude of this game. They get to see everything around it, but at the end of the day, you just got to tell them to focus in and pay attention to what's going on to the field. But for me, it's just another game.
Well, best of luck to you, Ricky. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.